Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's excitement, guys. There is excitement on the plains over at Auburn. Hugh Freeze and Cam Coleman and lots of players coming out of that spring game environment there A Day at Auburn has people buzzing, has people talking about Hugh Freeze year two for the Auburn Tigers as we head closer and closer to the 2024 season. Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmer. Welcome into SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet where we talk all things SEC football in particular, but there'll also be some baseball talk. We just finished up the SEC basketball season. Guys, super excited to be looking ahead to the season as we continue our most important three-game stretch series where this is really going to be a gauntlet point, a inflection point, if you will, for Auburn that's really going to define just how successful this 2024 season will be for the Tigers. There were lots of different ways we could have gone in this, but there is a stretch of road games back to back to back in the middle of this schedule that we will be highlighting, and we're going to be doing so right after we tell you about our friends at Roback. Guys, it is Masters Week, and you need to check out Roback.com if you haven't already, because they have their wonderful Azalea collection out, guys. Roback has the most comfortable, the most just well-fitting performance polos that you could ever imagine. Okay, the Azalea collection, a lot of bright colors for the Masters, all that kind of stuff. It's not going to last long. You need to get over there to Roback. That's ROBACK.com and use the promo code SECU to get 20% off your first purchase over there. Guys, they are moisture wicking. They are stretch polos that simply fit you great. They look great. You'll be happy that you have them. It's not just polos. They've got all different kinds of apparel over there. So head over to Roback.com. Use that promo code SECU and get yourself a 20% discount today. Roback.com. So comfortable, guys. And we're happy to be partnering here with them on the show. Now, let's get into this key, the most important, the toughest three-game stretch, I believe, that Auburn is going to have in the 2024 season. And it starts on the road with Georgia, the Deep South's oldest rivalry. Listen, last year, Auburn had Georgia on the ropes. And one reason that was is because of that home environment that they have over there in Jordan-Hare Stadium. Guys, it is so incredibly difficult to play over there. And Auburn is going to get the benefit of Jordan-Hare Stadium in the two games leading up to this one. They get to play Arkansas at home, and they get to play Oklahoma at home. In fact, Auburn opens with its first five contests at home, playing Alabama A&M, Cal, New Mexico, Arkansas, and Oklahoma all at home. But then your first road test of the year, congratulations, you get to go on the home. On the road, and you get to face the number one team in the country, the most talented team in all the land. Now, if you're Auburn, you're Hugh Freeze, one thing that you have to draw upon is that, hey, last year with a team that essentially had one hand tied behind its back in Auburn because it could not throw the football. It simply could not, whether it was Peyton Thorne, whether it was Phillip Montgomery, whether it was the lack of receiving talent, they could not throw the football. They ran the ball well, particularly against Georgia, better than just about any team did all year. However, they couldn't throw the football. There was no dynamic on the offense that allowed them to kind of relieve some of that pressure when they needed to at times, because you're not just going to you'll have some success, and they had more success, like I said, than anybody running the football on Georgia, but you're not just going to continually line up against Georgia, run the ball. They had to find some balance, and now with Hugh Freeze calling the plays, with year two of Peyton Thorne, and with Cam Coleman, Robert Lewis, Camden Brown, of course, Rivaldo Fairweather, all of these weapons that are coming in, the ones that are returning, the ones that can get better and improve and have shown that in A-Day. A lot of excitement around that wide receiving core coming out of A-Day. I think this is going to be a huge moment because, guys, Auburn could be, with those all those games at home, Auburn could easily be coming into this game undefeated. to face Georgia with a ton of momentum, but you come into Sanford Stadium, which has become one of the hardest places to play in all of college football. And how will you handle that road test? How will the maturity level be for a Peyton Thorne on the road, you know, with these new weapons, all of these things? Of course, Auburn defensively should be very good. You got to have leadership over there with Asante Samuel coming back at the linebacker level, Keontae Scott in the third level of the defense in the secondary. So they have leaders. They have an inflection of new talent at different places. Excited to see this matchup, and I think it'll tell us a lot about – it'll be really a gut check. When you go on the road in the SEC, it tells you – and it's, you're playing a team the caliber of Georgia on the road, it tells you where you are, and it tells you, hey, this is a barometer, a measuring point. Ole Miss was very good last year as a team, but they learned that they weren't elite. They weren't at that level that they needed to be when they went on the road to Georgia. Those aren't my words. Those are Lane Kiffin's words, and that was a big reason that they kind of went in and attacked the transfer portal heavy this offseason, knowing that, hey, they needed to step up their roster and get better. Auburn has stepped up their roster from last year to this year. I'm excited to see that game on October 5th in Athens. You get a bye week, and then you got to go on the road to another team that I think is going to be a top 10 caliber team in Missouri. There's been some very, very interesting games in the past, particularly a couple years ago, Missouri and Auburn. That game at Auburn couple years ago was, I think it kind of set football back with how ugly it was, but it was also exciting at the very end. So we had the end of the Harsin era there for Auburn. And then, of course, you had Eli Drinkwitz before Eli Drinkwitz got hot and this Missouri program got hot. Now these programs are in two totally different places. And when it comes down to it, I think you're going to see two teams that really love to run the football, and they have two quarterbacks, I think, that are growing in terms of they're able to now distribute two weapons, okay, but they also have the ability to use their legs and run when needed. Jarquez Hunter, of course, is going to be huge for Auburn, and you have Eli Drinkwitz that loves that outside zone run that he's going to be getting his new running backs that have come in there that he's going to get them going outside zone scheme, and then get Luther Burden the ball, get Theo Weiss the ball. So a lot of offensive weaponry that is going to be displayed in this game.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
But I think this is a unique matchup of, okay, whatever the result of the Georgia game is, whether it's good, a good one, if they went on there and they shocked the world and beat Georgia, or if they went in there and lost a close game in Athens, you got 2 weeks to sit and stew upon that and to get better and to get healthy on the bye week after a five-game stretch there. And how do you take all of those things that you've learned over those six games, the five home games and that away game at Georgia, how do you take all of that and how do you utilize that data, self-scout, all those things, and come in with a game plan prepared to take on a staff and Eli Drinkwitz and company that I think they're ascending as a staff, ascending as a program, Can Auburn thwart that momentum? That will be a big question and something I'm excited to see. These are two programs, I think, on the uptick, two programs I think that we could look up on at the end of the season and say, man, whoever wins this one, we say this team, this is one game that this one reason that this team had a special year, and this is a game you can point back to on that. So I'm excited to watch this matchup. Tough deal going on the road October 5th, bye week, go on the road to Missouri. And then the week right after that, October 26th at Kentucky. And I think this is an intriguing matchup because I think this is just what the SEC is all about. I think it's two hard-nosed programs that believe in physicality and also are just extremely well-coached. I think I have so much respect for what Hugh Freeze and Mark Stoops have done with these two programs in various time lengths. Of course, Mark Stoops is the all-time winningest coach at Kentucky, and you have Hugh Freeze, who has won everywhere he's been. Of course, what he did at Ole Miss was special, and now he's beginning to right the ship, right all of the plethora of wrongs that were there under Brian Harsin, and he's starting to bring some excitement back to the Plains. And this is just going to be a absolute test of your intestinal fortitude if you're Auburn, because tough game on the road at Georgia, a game you're probably not going to win, probably not expected to win. Missouri, if you're the Auburn Tigers, if you're the Auburn fan base, there's nothing about Missouri, the brand, that scares you, okay? However, it is a team that after last year has put America on notice that they are one of the entering into that top tier of college football teams. They have the depth. They have the experience. That will be a tough game on the road at Como. Como, terrifically hard place to play. I mean, absolutely everybody knows what kind of home environment the Jordan-Hare Stadium is. Going to Como, it's not the same type of vibe in terms of the atmosphere and the energy, but it is just weird, guys. It's a weird development. It's a weird atmosphere that kind of throws you off your game. And then once Missouri gets going, the excitement gets going there in Como. And then here at Lexington, I think it's going to be interesting because you have a guy in Brock Vandergriff, who's going to be the quarterback for Kentucky, who kind of grew up an Auburn fan, never really got the chance to go over there and play for Auburn. That didn't work out. He leaves Georgia, goes to Kentucky, now is going to have an opportunity to play against those Auburn Tigers. And at this point in the year, like I said, Auburn should still have a ton to play for and could have a special season. But can they survive this gauntlet of going on the road three straight games? Because, guys, I don't care who it is that you're playing, unless it's Vanderbilt, because I don't think Vanderbilt belongs in the SEC, and I think they absolutely suck. When it comes down to it, every single game in the SEC on the road is a challenge. It is an extreme challenge, and I think that the Auburn Tigers desperately need to take two of these games. I think to have the kind of season that they want to have, to not just be a 8-4 squad, if they want to get to that 9-3 or see 10 wins, then you got to take two of these. Okay. You got to take two of these. And last year there was a mixed bag on the road, right? It was Auburn going on the road to Texas A&M, on the road to LSU, and neither one turned out good for the Auburn Tigers. I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, you go on the road at Texas A&M, lose 27-10. You go on the road at LSU and you lose 48-18. Then you come home, lose to an Ole Miss team. Last year, they did go on the road to Arkansas, beat down Arkansas team and took care of business. They did go on the road and beat Cal the way they were supposed to. So kind of a mixed bag. You get those Cal and Arkansas victories, but those were just not very good teams, let's be honest. And now you got to have three teams that are going to be very capable teams that you're going to be facing back to back to back. It's going to be exciting to see the growth, and these will be a really, really a way to measure and really will define this year two under Hugh Freeze at Auburn and how successful Auburn will be in 2024. Guys, let us know your thoughts about these three games specifically. Let us know what you think about Auburn this 2024 season and the weapons that they have. Robert Lewis, Cam Coleman, Rivaldo Fairweather, all these guys helping out Peyton Thorne, and a lot of excitement over there. Leadership on that defensive side of the ball as well. Hugh Freeze now calling plays. There's a lot that we can talk about with Auburn and a lot that we will talk about going throughout the year.